At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. The noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Khalid Kareem, Falcons edge rusher, is going to join us. He had a sack on Friday night against the Detroit Lions. Get his thoughts on what today was like out there with joint practice against the Titans. Looks like they just wrapped up.
Yeah.
A lot of the fans are filtering out, and some of the players are out there after practice getting a little extra work in, but he'll be over here at some point in the next 20 minutes or so. We'll get back to a couple of other Falcons topics at 12:20 and then the back page with Bo.
I know this is on the thing for the NFL No Huddle, but I saw it this morning. Just throw your ass down.
Yeah.
Like did he get in a wreck?
Did Myles Garrett get in a wreck at
some point before?
It just feels like, they're checking. You know, the Cleveland police – have their radar gun at this point.
Yeah.
Going 160. 100's really fast. And I know they got nice fast cars and all that. It probably is fun to drive one of them.
But the thing about it, it don't feel like it.
What do you mean?
It don't feel like you're on 100.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm not throwing that because you get on that damn Florida Turnpike and ain't nothing but street. Nothing but street, no tolls, and it's late. Yeah, but you shouldn't do that. And I was 25. I was a damn dumbass too behind the wheel, but I stopped doing that a long time ago. But yeah that's just
Well, they're just they're looking for you right now.
Yeah, man.
It's like the Georgia players in Athens.
Yeah, no, they're
checking for
you. Last time I was up there,
if you're driving a Hellcat, they know it's you.
When I was up there, when we was up there dropping off Kai, they were sitting right there on that damn loop, just sitting there like three of them, just waiting. I was like, well, y'all don't get me. You know, I'm in the pop car. But, I mean, they looking for your ass on that damn loop.
Yeah, Myles Garrett going 160. That's too fast. Slow it down. Cam Ward, at the end of the joint practice, had a pass tipped by A.J. Terrell and intercepted by Jesse Bates and returned for a touchdown.
That's like they had a couple turnovers and touchdowns today when you look at how they were out there practicing, flying around and things. But I don't think the Titans are going to be good this year. I really, really don't.
No, you're
I really don't.
You're in – that's the popular
But yet you still get that work against somebody else. It's a lot like that clip we played with Chris Lindstrom talking about, eventually you know your damn call. Like sometimes we would change calls in practice because the damn defense, your teammates know everything you're going to do all the damn time. So they would change them up in practice.
Are the Titans starters better than the Lions backups?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you got more work today.
Yes, yes,
so there you go.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, yeah, the Titans probably aren't going to be a playoff team. That's fine. There's guys out there that are really good.
Yes.
And, again, they're starters in the NFL.
Yes.
Like, they're pretty good players.
Yes.
So we also know that this is it's a two-day period that means the most in terms of ones versus ones and all that kind of stuff. So I love hearing that. I love hearing that they were able to intercept Cam Ward and take it for a touchdown. And that's the thing about it, just like we talked about Friday night against the Lions. You should look better than them.
Yeah.
You're better than them.
Yeah.
You should look better than them.
Yeah, you're supposed to be your backups are supposed to be better than the other team's backup.
Uh-huh.
And everything.
And the
like
Falcons starters are supposed to be better than the Titans.
Yes,
starters.
But I think the Falcons are better than the Titans.
That's right.
You know, and so yeah, you should have the advantage there. I mean, it's still practice, but it's a little livelier. Still no tackling. You know, they saw a couple of the inches on the, you know, guys falling down. Stop! You saw a couple of guys tumbling over each other. That's when those crazy injuries happen in practice when you're just sitting there. You're going full speed, but dudes don't know how to practice. All of a sudden, you got the whole defensive line on your damn legs. And so, okay, Abe, thank you so much, Abe. Go home.
What's Abe got?
Just want to text all day.
Oh.
You know how he is.
Oh, like, he already did the steakhouse.
Yeah.
Go home.
Practice just ended. Okay.
Yeah, go home.
Well, he wanted to go check it out.
No, you practice. Know? Practice been over.
Oh, I know, but he's just letting us know because after his show got over, he went over there.
He's not working with us. Okay, you understand?
I know, but he still views himself as the producer of the show.
But he's not. Bo is.
That's true.
Bo should have texted they were done.
But how would Bo know? He's not over there.
I don't know.
Abe could text us. You guys just got $10,000 bonuses, and we'd be like, ugh, Abe. Always texting.
Always damn texting, so, man.
All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. All right, practice over. Falcons, Titans. Khalid Kareem going to stop by in a few minutes. We'll talk to him. Falcons edge rusher. A lot of competition at that spot, which is great. Like, that's what we've been asking for years. A lot of depth, a lot of guys over there. So we'll talk to Khalid Kareem about that. Miles Garrett was speeding. We talked about that. Hey, we've mentioned John Gruden. And those emails, remember that he sent?
Got him.
Yeah.
Got him.
The Nevada Supreme Court blocked arbitration in John Gruden's case against the NFL. Basically, like, the emails happened.
Yes.
But he was just like, the process by which they looked into it.
It was foul.
So it sounds like Gruden's probably going to be able to get some money back.
Yes.
From the NFL, from the way that it all went down. Again, it still happened. Now, he was, in my opinion, like, singled out by the league in this investigation because there was other stuff in there that they didn't want us to know about.
Yes.
So they were like, all right, throw Gruden to him. Give him Gruden. But he's like, no. So he's fighting it in court and had a little win yesterday.
I mean, this goes back into, you know, his willing and wanting to coach again. I don't think he's going to get an NFL job.
He still sent the emails.
Yeah, he did. That's what I'm saying. He did send them.
He did do that.
You know, but, damn it, I know we mentioned it yesterday. I could see an Arkansas or somebody throwing a boatload of money, John.
Yeah.
I can see it. He's a name. He draws interest. He's a damn good coach. I don't ever want to take that away. John Gruden's a damn good football coach. But, yeah, I can see that right there. Because I do think you're going to see more. Like, I can see Nick maybe coming back now to just a little bit more regular. Like, Nick, the money, I don't never think Nick had a problem with the money. I just think he had a problem more transfer portal and the – or else money thing.
Yeah,
you
right.
know what I mean?
He had a problem with the process.
Yeah, like
– I don't know how anyone couldn't. Like, the process was awful.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're gradually cleaning it up.
Yeah,
no, I could see someone like John Gruden being like, yes, just put me in charge of the football.
Yep. I got a general manager.
Get the guys by throwing money at them.
Yep.
And we'll recruit and whatever we have to do and all that.
They got Walmart and chicken.
They got the
– And Jerry Jones.
They got the Walmart chicken Jerry Jones
money. Yeah, man.
Which we always talk about. And has yet to matter.
Yes, because they don't.
Yeah. It's like
– I love – have you finished –
Texas Tech's throwing money all around.
Have you finished watching the Saturday thing on
I
Netflix?
I started the second one, and I don't know.
I finished it. It's good.
Billy Napier was boring.
He really
I was like
– Like, how
the
did,
first one was so fun with –
How did you get
with,
that
with
job?
Beamer and, like – I'll finish it.
Yeah.
But I turned on the second one last night, and I was like, I don't know. I'm going to watch Hard Knocks.
Yeah. You watch Hard Knocks?
I watch Hard Knocks instead.
Okay.
And that's
– How is it?
It's the same
as
every year. Like,
yeah. I'm trying to think.
It's pretty cool.
Okay.
They
well,
do a good job.
What episode are they?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Josh Allen is, you know, Josh Allen's likable.
Right.
So that's pretty
cool. Speaking of him, I saw that James Cook is practicing today, so maybe they're closer to a long-term extension for him because I didn't realize this dude dressed for the game.
Huh.
All right, dressed. Went out for warm-ups and said, I ain't playing.
Okay.
So he pulled a reverse Jameis Winston. You remember Jameis asked? Jameis suspended.
He was suspended.
Jameis suspended.
Dressed and then was told to go take
Jameis
his uniform.
I went out there for damn warm up. Jimbo walked over like, what the hell are you doing, Jameis?
What are you doing?
I just want to come and give him a look, coach.
And then wasn't it Russell Wilson last year in preseason?
Yes. When Russell was.
When he was hurt and inactive? No, that was regular season.
Yes.
He was hurt, inactive, but in full uniform.
Yes. Yes.
And now those guys are on the same team.
Yes.
Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston.
Could you imagine? Because they both God-fearing brothers.
Sure they are.
Can you imagine that Bible study?
Trying to outdo each other.
They try to outdo each other. No, Jameis, it's 2 Corinthians 4.
I don't know.
I don't know about that, Russ.
They're trying to like psalm check each other.
Can you see? Can you honestly see them in Bible study before the game? Before the game,
Like fighting for like who gets to say the team prayer and the blessing and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Oh yes. Hold on. Let me add one more thing to that, Jameis.
That's great. Speaking of potential contract holdouts, Cam Hayward in Pittsburgh said he's willing to miss regular season games if need be to get done what he needs.
Cam ain't playing with this one because I heard him yesterday. So, obviously, something went down last year with the negotiations of the contract. He's like, all right, I'm going to go out and have an all-pro season. I expect to be compensated by that. And the way he said it, they kind of laughed and chuckled at it. Mm-hmm. He goes out and have an all-pro season. And he wants his money.
Yeah.
And then as I saw some of the stuff, reading up on some of the stuff about it, he wants them to do kind of what they did when Antonio Brown won the new deal. Take money from next year and bring it over to this year.
Great.
And so I was like, well.
Which at his age, at his position, makes perfect sense.
But, yeah, I think that was more thing. They were looking at it because Pittsburgh, I want to say Pittsburgh does two things. If you're not a quarterback. One, if you're a receiver, eventually going to get your ass up out of there.
Well,
and then
you're going to do something weird.
Yes.
And then they're going to get
rid of you. The second thing, unless you're a quarterback, they'll force you out of there.
Uh-huh.
Like, they tried to get Troy Polamalu out of there so damn bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Ain't no way in hell Troy retired at 32. Dude's still playing at an all-pro level. Get the hell out of here, man.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Why'd they do that?
Because of Pittsburgh.
Huh.
He was slowing down.
Yeah.
Pretty much slowing all the way down.
Yeah, you'd think you'd want one of the franchise legends to be around.
Yeah, man. They do that.
I like he still gets to be in Head and Shoulder commercials, even though his career's over.
How can you not allow him?
Yeah, with all that hair, you got to have him in there.
It's insured, too.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny. Matthew Stafford was expected to participate in Monday's practice, did not, and was in street clothes yesterday. So the excitement of whatever he was able to do over the weekend through 60 passes or something after the epidural last week on his back seemed like the pain caught back up to him yesterday. And I don't know, man. This situation sucks.
Yeah, it does. Because I think that you were anticipating him going yesterday.
Yeah.
And obviously he wakes up yesterday after the workout and everything and was like, hey, coach. Hey, Sean. It ain't acting right, man.
Because
the thing with it is, man, once that bike – that you know,
that's the hard one.
You know that dang on bike, and then you 37, it don't heal. It don't heal the right way, man. It don't heal the same way, and so I don't know how they're gonna play.
Yeah,
yeah, perfect. We know, man.
Yeah, yeah, we got it.
We know our job.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans. Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We've been teasing you out here. Come over here. Whispering all secret to me like, hey, we got the player right here. Like I'm assuming he's the player.
Like we couldn't see him coming.
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
We're going to extend this segment a little bit as Khalid Kareem has just sat down with us after joint practice has wrapped up. Okay. Yeah, we've been excited about this for the hour and 15 minutes we've been on the air. We knew he was coming by to chat with us. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing good. Well.
Like, obviously, it's a different vibe. Joint practice. Eventually, you get tired of hitting your own team. How'd it go today out there?
It was good. Real competitive. You know, energy guys flying around. It was just good to see another guy besides, like you said, our own teammates.
Right.
How much time has passed between, like, right now and when you got done? Like, just for fans that are listening, because we're trying to give them as, like, up close of a view as we can. Like, you're fresh off the field. How fresh?
Yeah. Still sweating.
Yeah.
Still sweating for sure. It's probably been, like, 7 to 10 minutes max.
That's great.
Yeah.
How's your Atlanta experience been? Because your first year, obviously, went had time in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. You came over late last year to Atlanta. How has your Atlanta experience been so far?
It's been pretty cool. I mean, I've been coming down to Atlanta for years. Uh-huh. My family's from Columbus.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. What school?
Well, I don't know.
What? Oh, I thought you said you from your family from Columbus. You ain't from Columbus.
No, I'm from Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I've been coming down here for years. My uncle, he lives in Athens, and then my wife, her family's from Georgia. So I've been coming down here since college. So
okay.
It's been pretty smooth, honestly. I actually bought my house 2 weeks before I signed here in the preseason. So I closed on it second week of preseason.
Sweet.
While in Chicago,
uh-huh.
And it all worked out.
Okay. And what about the team, though?
Oh, I love it. Guys are great. Coaching staff is amazing. It's a great place to be.
You played in college, too, right? You were at Notre Dame. All right.
Yeah, I did. Go ahead.
It was a good game.
It was. We lost both ones.
Yeah, you did.
By a total of 7 points.
It don't matter. You lost them two L's.
They were good games. Yep. They were really good games.
They still two L's.
Yep. I'll take it for shit.
Randy went to Georgia.
Yeah, I'm going to be a part of that. I'll still two L's.
I went to Washington. I don't know if you guys played us at that time, but you probably beat us if so. My 21st birthday, we played Notre Dame at Husky Stadium, and you guys beat us so bad that day. I think it was Brady Quinn and Jeff Samardzija. They beat us so bad that day.
Yeah, I was in elementary school.
Why are you out here dating folks?
Fair enough.
But it's all good. But answer me this, because we watched you play on Friday, and you were able to get a sack in that game.
Yes, sir.
But you were playing early to late in that game. Tell us about, because I try to break down, starters aren't playing, these guys are going to play, because you got to play all these reps, obviously probably play teams reps also. What is that like, getting yourself ready for that?
It's very similar to practice. I mean, I just take every opportunity. It's like, you never know when your opportunity is going to come, so whenever your name is called, you got to strike gold, and so that's what I just try to do, take advantage of every opportunity that's given to me.
Khalid Kareem joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. We've talked a lot for years, before you got here, last year, this year, about the pass rush, mm-hmm. about the edge position. A lot of new faces,
yep.
A couple first-round draft picks, free agents, all that. What is the competition like amongst that group?
It's a great competition, man. I mean, you have a great leader in flow. I mean, he just goes out there and shows it every day. He's very consistent, shows us how to work and how to get to the quarterback, but also he's very violent and turning his edges. And then you got AK, who's coming off a 6-sack year. We're looking forward to him to add to that pass rush. And then Braylon Tryce, having him back is huge. He's very athletic, very sneaky strong, so I love him. And then, like you said, the two rookies, they're ballers, man. It's the reason why they went first round. And so for me, it's just like it's an uphill battle, but honestly, competition breeds excellence, and so it's bringing out the best in me.
How has this defense – look at, because you got here late last year, so you were kind of in that same system last year to a new system.
Yes, sir.
How is it different?
It's an attack-style defense, so this is very similar to what I played in Indianapolis, so this is very, very simple for me. And so it's an easy transition. We're really just getting off the ball.
Right.
Getting off the ball and stopping the run on the way to the quarterback. That's pretty much it, yeah. Okay.
Khalid Kareem joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Joint practice for the day over. Yes. Obviously, you'll take on the Titans again tomorrow in joint practice. You mentioned an uphill battle, like obviously, a lot of depth at the position. Mm-hmm. What do you think gives you an advantage, or what do you think sets you apart from some of the guys in that group?
I think we all do a lot of things well and very similar. I think for me, I just pride myself on doing the dirty work things. You know, some guys don't want to do, whether it's setting the edge, you know, putting your face in the fan. I'm willing to do it. And then if you need me on special teams, I'll go and do that. Right. You know, no problem. I'm in 6 years in the league, and, you know, most guys, they don't want to play ST. But I'm like, if that's how I get on the field, how I make the team, so be it. Let's do it.
Sure.
How is this experience different than the other stops you had? Because like you mentioned earlier, Cincinnati, you mentioned Indy. How is this experience here in Atlanta different from those? Because we always clown Cincinnati here. That's just what we do. I just put it out there.
Cincy was a solid place, man. You had to get out the mud. It's the definition of the Midwest, just grimy. Here, they do everything the right way, from the weight room staff, the trainers, the coaches, everything done the right way, and it just sets everybody up for success.
How's the energy with Jeff Ulbricht as DC? We hear a lot of different things about him. We see a little bit. We've talked to him. But from your perspective, what's he bringing to the table?
He brings this mentality of being dogs, just taking our opponents to deep water, like whatever it takes, just outlast our opponent and just out physical and outrun to the ball. So he brings that very, very high intensity that we all love, and it's, you know, spreading out to everybody from defense, offense, special teams.
Last one for me. Tell me, talk, because we always ask about Brick and everything like that. What about Ra? What is it about him? Because we love him. Everybody loves Ra around here. It's a different type of energy. Not a big rah-rah guy, but a rah-rah guy.
No pun intended.
Nickname Ra.
Yeah. Ra's a great man. He's a definition of a player's coach. He takes care of you as far as like on the field, too. Like, you know, high, low, medium days. But when we work, and he expects the best out of us. And he's always has our back, whatever it is on the field. Like, if we get into a little scuffle out there, he's like, hey, man, I got you. He'll talk to the rest for us. Like, he's really good. He's here for us.
What do you see from Penix? I mean, you're one of the guys trying to rush him and hurry him up and make him uncomfortable. Obviously, out there today, the Titans were the ones doing it. But what have you seen from the young quarterback in this camp?
I think he's very mature beyond his years. I played with a lot of great quarterbacks. I've been around Matt Ryan, Joe Burrow, Caleb Williams, Justin Fields, and he's definitely wise and mature beyond his years. He's making some great reads. I think he's really taking that next step to being that great starting quarterback in the NFL.
We appreciate the time.
Oh, man. Stay healthy,
you.
Brother.
Thank you so
yes,
much.
Good luck to you, man. Good luck to you.
Thank you, brother.
Good luck. Good
yes,
luck.
Sir.
Khalid Kareem there, Atlanta Falcons edge rusher, had a sack on Friday night out there competing against the Titans in joint practice today. And like he said, I mean, it's a lot of guys at that spot competing.
Yeah, yep.
Uphill battle, whatever. Doesn't mean he can't do it, though.
No, it does not,
willingness
man.
To play special
not.
Teams and all that.
I think that – but I think he said it, the perfect spot about it was – like, he's willing to do what other guys aren't.
Yep.
And some guys just don't want to do it. And I've been around teams where guys lost their job because they weren't willing to do what he just said he's willing to do.
All right, we'll take a quick break here. Hour number two, as always, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll come back. A couple more Falcons topics to get to as joint practice is wrapped up. The fans are just pouring out of here. This is incredible how many people are here. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, yeah. It's Gucci, fumbling, bumbling, stack. I get the back in L.A. Got to, they DMing me.
It's good. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We got about 2 minutes or 3 minutes in this segment to talk some Falcons and just general atmosphere up here in Flowery Branch, as obviously the last segment went a little bit late as Khalid Kareem came by and chatted with us for about 10 minutes. Good to talk to him. And, you know, some of the guys you talk to at camp are going to be Drake London, who might be an All-Pro this year, or Michael Penix, who's the starting quarterback, or whoever. And then some of the other guys are some of the interesting stories at camp, the guys that are trying to get those 51, 52, 53rd spot on the roster and willing to do anything to get it, like he said, and special teams and all that. And we talked about this last week as far as, like, people, whatever, making a lot of who's playing in preseason and certain quarterbacks and all that. If you're out there, it's an opportunity.
Yes.
And he made the most of his opportunity. Yes. That's all you can do.
Because that's all you can do, because the thing with it is that NFL a lot of time – no, not a lot of time. All the time, it's a numbers game.
Yep.
It's a numbers game. It's a numbers game by position or whoever you want at that position. And then you get to a point where now because they've expanded the practice squad and all those things. But, yeah, it's always a numbers thing. And, you know, when you have a guy like him that's, you know, maybe a victim of that, because they're not necessarily saying what he's not doing, it's about the numbers. We got two firsts. We went outside Flo. Arnold Ebiketie. We got Bradley Trice. We don't need a sixth annual. We might only take five. So it could be a point where maybe we take six and you're battling for that maybe.
Yep. The other thing is with the practice squad, he was on it last year.
Yes.
So they had him back.
Yeah.
And that at the very least, nobody's here that they don't like something
Correct.
About.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
Not all these guys are going to make the team. Not all these guys are going to make the practice squad. But nobody's here that they don't like something about him.
Right.
And, again, maybe he makes a practice squad and maybe he is able – because he played in two games last year off the practice squad.
Yes.
Anyway, fun conversation. Good to talk to him. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up here in just a few minutes. Shout out to D, Liddell,
yes.
Melvin, many others that came by and said hello.
Them a Falcon name, Falcon fan name right there, man.
Armand,
yeah,
Liddell,
man.
And Melvin.
If them a Falcon name right there, man.
D said he knew when he could tell when my birthday was.
Yes, he did say that.
He listened to the show and he was like,
he did say that.
When's your birthday at? October? And I was like, late September. And he was like, I thought so. And I was like, what?
Yep.
What do you mean?
There's
he goes, I've been hearing a lot of Libra talk out of you.
Yep.
And I was like, what's that
mean? I don't think Andy's ever said Libra.
I don't think so. But he was like, I'm a Libra too. I could just tell.
Yeah.
I'm giving off Libra vibes.
You're giving off Libra vibes.
And then I said, what does that mean? And he said, your astrological sign. And I said, I know that. But I just wanted to know, what do you think that means? Like, what is my Libra talk?
Yeah. I don't know. But, I mean, the funniest thing of the day was what you was talking about when that guy, he's like, the white linebackers thing, that was freaking hilarious.
What?
The guy was like talking about the middle linebackers. Where are the Urlachers and Brookings? And you're like, what, white linebackers?
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
I was like,
also, the Falcons lead the league in white linebackers.
Yeah, they do. Like, they, yeah, it's like, I mean.
Which, you know. Yeah. Interesting strategy.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Oh, man. You know, the NFL is lacking. Talk about the middle linebacker position. Well, there's a lot of good middle linebackers.
Yeah.
They're just not those two guys that you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm not even going to put those two guys in the same
category. No, because
category.
One guy is a Hall of Famer. The other guy fell on the pile.
Yeah, he's a nice player. But, like, Brian Urlacher is one of the best linebackers
ever,
and certainly of his generation.
Yes.
I also think this is always one of those dumb things of, like, could he play in this era? Yeah.
Yes.
He would probably play a little different because defenses are different than
and
when
Lack,
he was playing.
But think about it.
He'd figure it out.
Think about Lack. Lack was 6'5".
He's huge.
6'5", 250, and runs like a damn – dude, this dude was a damn punt returner
in college.
He
returned punts in college.
Okay.
Can you imagine – because where did he go? New Mexico State or something like that?
Uh-huh.
You imagine you're playing for, like, San Diego State or whatever, and you're on special teams.
Yes.
You walked on.
Yes.
You're on special teams. And all of a sudden, Brian Urlacher catches a punt, and he's – that's not a fair catch.
No, it's not.
Here he comes.
No, it's not.
Good luck.
Yes, Lack can play in any era. That's a bad dude right there.
No kidding. All right, we're going to grab a break. We'll come back on the other side and get to the back page with Bo as we broadcast live from Flowery Branch. We'll be back out here tomorrow, too. Tomorrow's the final day.
So, favorite line?
Tomorrow's the final day?
Yeah. Oh,
that's my favorite line.
I go on and on.
We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know,
yes,
you're not supposed to be that drunk.
Oh,
sports
walk your trap and take over your trap.
Radio.
Walk your trap and take over your trap. I think it says we're going to walk in their trap and take over their trap.
Good luck.
Walk your trap, take over your trap.
Good luck.
This song ain't never.
You can't let him.
This song was never the same after that. Maybe he would have played good. Maybe he would continue to play good. But he just ruined his damn song.
I know. It's always going to be how I associate it.
Walk over your trap, take over your trap. It don't even sound right no more.
No.
That.
Walk into over your trap, take trap. Over your trap.
It don't even sound right no more.
The 2024 Atlanta Falcons.
Walk your trap, take over your trap.
That's one thing.
You don't even say. You don't even put the p on there.
Trap. It's kind of more like a – it's almost more like a grunt than anything.
Yeah. Walk out, drop it, egg over, drop.
Hopefully this year we have some sort of better association, you know? I don't know what it'll be. You never do. We didn't know that was going to happen last year. As unpredictable of a season as you could have in a negative way. Hopefully we have as unpredictable –
Are you really that serious about that? You didn't see this coming?
What?
The whole – the falling off the cliff.
No, I mean, when they were 6-3 and he was playing great, I didn't see. I don't know.
I had charging him. I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, sure. At that point.
I was like, something
when you start, yeah. Well, when I said maybe they should bench him, and then everyone was like, no, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
Why?
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, something wrong.
Let's wait a month and do it then.
We got to play it out.
Well, yeah, once you saw him suck. But no, I didn't see it coming when he was like the NFC Player of the Week and passed for 500 yards against the Bucks, and they were 6-3, and it was really fun. No, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a different year this year.
Yeah. Well.
My bad.
It better be.
Yeah. We'll be up here for another press conference.
Yeah. We don't need any more press conferences. Yeah. We just need joint practices like we had today. And
yeah,
have another one tomorrow.
It sounds like the Falcons had a good day today. It does. From people that we trust and we read their stuff. Seems like they had a pretty good. I know the offense did. I don't know too much about the defense.
Okay. Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, I was like, you there?
No, I'm just thinking about it. I was like, good. That's good to hear. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
If anybody is looking to satisfy your Braves fix live instead of tuning in on TV, or of course you could do both, head on over to Gwinnett as Chris Sale becomes the 8th Brave this season to do a rehab stint with the Gwinnett Strippers. Nice. As Chris Sale is going to join the Stripers for the first time in his career this evening. Let's go on over and check it out.
Oh, okay.
It's Chris Sale rehab start. Almost back, baby. You don't sound as excited as I am.
I don't know. It's like, it sucks. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad he's coming back. I'm glad he's coming back. But I didn't realize the number eight was, I think, the thing that stood out to me was Hang.
It's crazy,
eight
isn't it?
Guys have you did not want to see in a Stripers uniform having to play for the Stripers.
Yes.
Yeah, these are guys that started the year on our team doing rehab starts, not just guys that have been called up. Eight of them, yeah, that's nuts.
I love his answers about why are you coming back and all that stuff. And he's like, well, it's my job and baseball's fun.
Yeah, he's a baseball pitcher.
So he's like, yeah, that's exactly right. At the end of the day, it's a game.
That's what I do.
That these guys play for a living to entertain a stadium full of people or people are on that are watching on TV. Yeah. All right. They're not going to make the playoffs. It is still their jobs to go out there and do it and hopefully be entertaining. And, yeah, I'm glad to see him coming back. Hopefully, you know, it just sucks the way it happened because it was such an awesome play.
It was a great play.
He was having a – yeah, like great, that was the last time that there was a little bit of positivity and then that, you know.
Damn, it sucks.
It really does. A broken rib? Come on, man. Yeah, man, we still got 6 weeks left in the baseball season is what a bunch of people I don't think realize. And you want these guys going into a normal winter. So to go into a normal winter, you need to have at least the finish of a normal summer. And that means Chris Sale coming back to rehab and then start one or two games before the end of summer. Then he goes into his off-season workout routine. Then he comes back into spring training all fit and healthy.
It is crazy, though. Like, the thing that you totally can't predict is fluky injuries, and he's the king of fluky injuries.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Yes, he is.
And we got him for the whole year last year, and he won the Cy Young.
Right.
But then, such a weird thing to break your rib diving for a ground ball late in an almost complete game. Like, I don't know. Wild.
He did make the play.
He made the play.
So, speaking of pitchers that are a little, I don't want to say elderly, but getting on up there in their age, a lot of these guys are retired. So the New York Yankees had an alumni game over the weekend, very similar to how the Braves have alumni games and alumni appearances every now and again. So Roger Clemens goes on with WFAN and tells us that, man, this game didn't go at least how they wanted it to for at least one person.
It was a fun day until we just heard about Mariano. Mariano hurt his Achilles. I don't know what was going on. We all thought it was a hamstring, but I think it's a little worse than that.
Did it pop, you think?
I think so. I think he's at the hospital now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, unbelievable.
No, he wanted a hit. I bet it was when he was batting because he wanted a hit. He got it, ran down to first base.
Terrible news. Look.
What the What?
So Mariano Rivera is playing in it was probably either alumni baseball or an alumni softball game over the weekend and tore his Achilles. Uh-huh.
Damn.
And apparently he was really, really wanting a bat because pitchers don't get to do that anymore, you know, or he didn't get to do that playing in the American League anyway back in the day. And, doesn't that suck? You know, at some point, if we continue to be active, I'm no Mariano Rivera, but I'm always curious. When's the point going to come when I'm running around on a softball field during practice?
That's always my thought. Like Mariano Rivera is one of the greatest baseball players of all time.
Ever.
Physically conditioned. I don't know what he's up to these days. I don't know how much he's running, but I would assume he's probably still staying relatively fit. If he can rupture his Achilles tendon playing softball.
What the hell means I can't do it?
I mean, I could rupture it going to the bathroom. You know, I think about that all the time,
I am terrified of hurting myself.
Yeah.
Especially
I am too.
Part
especially this late in age, you know? Well, not late in age, but you know, at this age.
Well, it's just one of those ones that, like, if you get hurt now we're all in our 40s. If you get hurt in your 40s, like, then there's just stuff probably you can't do anymore.
I'm not going to get surgery if I tear my Achilles or my. Or I'm just like.
Oh,
my
brother you wouldn't? Didn't.
He,
really?
My brother ruptured his Achilles a couple years ago.
Oh, he has it?
No, and they just did. They just let it heal.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't surgery.
Oh.
So how does that limit him with what
he
can
do? But he was down for – oh, he would say it doesn't. He's more athletic than ever and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I don't know. He's 36 years old and plays men's league baseball.
Yes.
So.
But he still plays after –
He texted me the other night. He was 2-for-4.
Oh, all right. Hey.
I think he's come back better than ever, Bo. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, I just feel like anything like that, then you'd just be scared to do it again. You know? Like, I just – I don't know. I'm very thankful to have never had any serious injuries outside. I broke my arm in a car accident one time, but I know it's going to happen at some point.
So, and I don't know, maybe somebody on the text line can let us know this, but at our age, even at my age, if I were to tear my Achilles tomorrow and it would have meant that I would have trouble running for the rest of my adult life, I would have to get it surgically repaired.
Yeah.
I would rather rehab it than I need to run around. I have to run around.
Yeah, I need to do. There's nothing that I need to run for.
So, speaking of running, Tatum Lewis, who plays for the Montgomery Biscuits a few days ago, I've never actually seen this play. I was about to say this may be another play you'll never see again in your lifetime. I've never seen or heard about this happening.
One. Swing and a drive out to right field. On the run, Trimble. He's at the wall, and it's off the top of the wall. Three runs have scored. Levins is getting the wave around third. Here's the throw to the plate. He is safe. Unbelievable. Tatum Levins, the Biscuits catcher, goes all the way around.
So that's a catcher with an inside-the-park grand slam from the Montgomery Biscuits. They are part of the Tampa Bay Rays organization.
The Montgomery Biscuits.
Biscuits.
One of the best names in minor league baseball.
I've never heard that, right?
They also, their hat is like a biscuit face, and the tongue is a butter slab. It's awesome. It's such a good logo. It's one of the – like, they're one of the ones – like, now minor league teams are going all out having real weird names.
Right.
Like, they're one of the ones that kind of went that direction first and did kind of the fun name with the cool logo and imaging and all that kind of stuff. How slow is the right fielder? Or, like, what happened out there?
So
did he rupture his Achilles tendon?
He might have. The right fielder and center fielder were converging on the ball. The ball hits the top of the fence and then caroms back into like the center field area. So the center fielder was heading away from the ball already.
Okay.
And by the time either one of them got to the ball to get it in, this guy who is a catcher, not a whole lot of catchers that are that fleet of foot. You know, JT Realmuto, Drake can run.
Yeah.
Inside the park, grand slam for the catcher.
Nice.
You know what I feel like I don't see that much anymore in baseball? That used to happen a lot. Is outfielders running into each other. They feel like outfielders used to slam into each other a lot.
I think maybe the communication is better today.
Why would it be?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I think, Randy, the
maybe I just don't watch blooper videos as much anymore as I used to.
I think the communication has improved, but also something that very much perturbs me every time, not every time I watch a game, but every time you watch a game where somebody dives for a ball and is unsuccessful, these guys don't back each other up.
Yeah. When the guy who dives
irritates
lays there.
The crap out of me, man.
And then the right fielder who's supposed to be backing him up didn't back him up. And that's how an infield or an inside the park home run happens.
Yeah, and most of them, that is exactly how they happen, yeah. Because it's not going to be an error unless you actually touch the ball. So if the ball bounces all the way over to where another player is standing and he wasn't there to back it up to cut it off earlier. Yeah.
It's got to be an awful feeling when you commit to the dive. But you know you're not going to get it.
Yes.
And some of the guys, like Michael Harris is really good at this. If he's not going to get it, he gets on top of it and traps it. But, like, not everybody does. Like, you make that dive, and like, oh, hell, this isn't going to go great. And then the balls buy you and all that.
I'm just saying, the one that I always think about was Bo Jackson. When Dion, remember that play, Dion hit the ball, and Bo has it. And Bo lays out, and it gets past him. Mm. And Dion's trucking around the bases. And then all of a sudden, Bo was one of those dudes that
he got up and threw him out, right?
Yes. Yeah. No, but you remember Dion, like he kind of jumped over the catcher in that play and he clipped him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then they were like playing handsy to get on home base.
Right. God, that's cool. What a cool play. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour as Falcons joint practice day number one with the Titans has come to an end. Broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well. He'll let us know what he's learned about Georgia's first scrimmage of the fall, summer, fall, whatever, leading into this season, coming up at 1:20 as well. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.